Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Castro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Hall reaches second base with a double. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 White Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Oliva scores. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allison tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0 for 1 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grant strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive towards the mound. Grant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Olivas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oliva. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Oliva steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Ward reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castro hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGraw. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive towards short. Hansen catches it and throws to second to double up Oliva. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing second base. Don Mincher now playing first base. Bob Allison now playing left field. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Al Weiss pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hansen for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.